Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
The handoff to Rice to the left side. He's trying to turn the corner. He'll take it into the end zone, standing up. And the Ravens drive it 90 yards. And it is going to be caught for a touchdown by Anquan Boldin. Ball tipped in the air and intercepted at the 16-yard line. Baltimore Ravens are the AFC champions.
The season is very much alive and with great hopes and expectations, and energy suddenly crashes and it's over.
For only one team each year, the season ends in euphoria. For the other 31, including the 2012 Patriots, it's a sudden, abrupt, and bitter end. Bill Belichick's troops won 13 games and another division title this season, earned a berth in the AFC title game, and had a halftime lead in that game. None of it matters right now. They were shut out in the second half Sunday by the Baltimore Ravens on a night full of missed opportunities.
And it is incomplete, intended for Wes Welker.
I think he just flat out dropped it.
Being in a situation in the playoffs is always opportunity lost when you lose. Because, you know, we think we have a pretty good team. We just didn't play well.
The worst feeling, you know, you get this far, you don't see your season coming to an end. You can't prepare for this.
Unfortunately for the Patriots, they've had this feeling frequently. Their last five seasons have ended in five different ways, from not making the playoffs to losing in the Super Bowl and each possibility in between. A Super Bowl win has eluded them once again, and come next January, it will have been 9 years since the Pats last hoisted the Lombardi Trophy. But there remain confidence at Gillette Stadium Sunday night and Monday, confidence that the Pats aren't going anywhere.
Certainly, the outcome yesterday is not where we wanted to end up, but I give these guys a lot of credit for what they did do and the number of times that they did it, the number of times they did it in tough situations. So hopefully we can continue to build on that.
There will be plenty of talk in the coming months that missed chances in the postseason are adding up, that the window is closing, that the core players are aging. Who knows how those themes will manifest themselves? But once the sting of losing the AFC Championship game wears off, the Patriots will get back to work.
We probably one of the most consistent NFL teams that's, have a chance every year. I mean, you go do the math. You go look at the records. You go look at the time we've been in the postseason. We know what it takes.
Well, the team building process in the NFL, it really never ends. Between free agency and the draft, off-season programs and spring mini camps, it's all part of the process to mold the next team, and it is a year-round process. Right now, the players and coaches are probably thinking about what a daunting task it is just to get back to this point, let alone get even further. But it is a task that begins immediately. I'm Brian Lowe, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.